This is a story about a man named Harold Crick. Harold lived a life of solitude. He would walk home alone. He would eat alone.
Novelist Karen Eiffel is at work on her latest book, filled with intricate details about a lonely income tax auditor at the Internal Revenue Service.
When others' minds would fantasize about their upcoming day...
Hello?
Harold just counted brush strokes.
All right, who just said Harold just counted brush strokes?
So imagine the surprise of lonely IRS auditor Harold Crick when he begins to hear the author's voice describing details of his life. The trouble for Harold is only he can hear her.
You have a voice speaking to you.
About me, accurately, and with a better vocabulary.
It seems like a petty annoyance until the novel's plot takes an ominous turn. Ominous for Harold, that is.
Little did he know that events had been set in motion that would lead to his imminent death.
What? Why? Hello? Come on!
To save his life, Harold must discover whose voice he's hearing in his head, and then convince her not to bump him off on the last page of her novel, as she does with the main characters of all of her books. Will Ferrell, best known for broad comic characters, taps into a more subtle humor as Harold.
It was actually a welcome change for me to get to kind of not be so overt with everything, and it was a nice challenge to be able to just play things subtly for the run of an entire movie and be as close to, for lack of a better term, a real person than I've really gotten to be.
I'm one of her characters. I'm new. I'm in her new book. And she's going to kill me. Not actually, but in the book. But I think it'll actually kill me, so I need to talk to her and ask her to stop.
It's very unusual to underplay as much as I was doing. At least for me, it wasn't something I'm used to doing. So there were moments where it did feel slightly foreign to be so still or to be so quiet, and I was wondering if... God, I feel like I'm speaking so softly. I wonder if the microphone's even picking up what I'm saying, you know. But once you start playing around with something and start living in that world, in that character for a while, it starts to settle in.
Emma Thompson plays the reclusive author who prefers dealing with characters on the page rather than meeting them in person.
There's nothing in the flat where she writes. There's no evidence, really, of her. And it is as though she's trying to wipe herself out time and again. When she suddenly realizes, I'll kill them all. You know that she's talking about herself.
In his search for answers and a way to stay alive, Harold turns to a literary expert, University Professor Hilbert, played by Oscar winner Dustin Hoffman, who says his character's quirks, such as constantly gulping down coffee or occasionally lounging barefoot in his office, come from a key concept he studied at the beginning of his acting career. Behavior.
And behavior simply means that we get more information out of each other by their behavior, not their words. The words are just words. Sometimes they're insightful, but many times what you're listening to me, but there is so much other stuff you're thinking about, and some of it is being revealed in your behavior. And I wanted the audience to know this guy, so I said to myself, this guy has no life. Except here. And this office, all my stuff takes place in there, almost. This office is where he lives his life. This is his house. That's why I'm barefoot. That's why I'm always with the coffee machine. That's why I'm lying down. He doesn't have a home to go to. He probably doesn't, whatever he lives, he doesn't want to be there.
Are you the king of anything? Like what? Anything. King of the lanes at the local bowling alley.
King of the lanes?
King of the lanes, king of the trolls.
King of the trolls?
Yes, a clandestine land found underneath your floorboards.
Anyway. No.
Huh?
No. It's ridiculous.
Agreed. Let's start it ridiculous and move backwards.
The cast also features Maggie Gyllenhaal as a free-spirited and tax-evading baker who captures Harold's heart in the romantic screenplay by Zach Helm.
One of the big themes about the movie is how we look at the details of our life. It was really important to make the script detailed in that sense. It's, you know, Mears van der Rohe, God is in the details. And it's a fun thing for me to be able to play around with that stuff. And for all of the, you know, what might be in the film, I try not to take it too seriously. So to put little puzzles and little hints and little tricks and foreshadowing and all of that stuff is just
great fun for me.
Harold found himself exasperated.
Shut up!
Cursing the heavens in futility.
No, I'm not. I'm cursing you, you stupid voice. So shut up and leave me alone!
Stranger Than Fiction is directed by Mark Forster, whose previous films include Monsters Ball and Finding Neverland. The German-born Swiss filmmaker is currently at work on a screen adaptation of The Kite Runner, the acclaimed novel by Afghani-born author Khaled Hosseini. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.
Thank you.